This is interesting.
Demolition experts are preparing to demolish the remainder of a partially collapsed apartment building along the ocean in Surfside, Florida, north of Miami. Authorities fear the building is unstable and a tropical storm is in the forecast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the building was tottering or moving in the wind as officials on Saturday suspended operations in the search for anyone still alive in the rubble. The 12-story building suddenly collapsed on June 24th. At least 24 people died in the collapse and 121 are still missing. Timing for the demolition has not been disclosed. It's likely to be soon. Tropical storm Elsa, which is currently over the Caribbean, is forecast to hit Florida by Tuesday morning. Residents of the remaining portion of the Champlain Towers South have long since been evacuated. Officials are not letting anyone back into the building. Cuba evacuated 70,000 people along the island's southern region amid fears of that tropical storm Elsa. They fear it could unleash heavy flooding after battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least 3 people. The Cuban government has opened shelters and moved to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm. The storm's next target is expected to be on Florida. Governor DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade, where the high-rise condo collapsed. Elsa was a Category 1 hurricane up until Saturday morning, causing widespread damage in several eastern Caribbean islands on Friday. It's the first hurricane of the Atlantic season. And the swearing-in of the architects of Chile's new constitution got off to a rough start on Sunday after protests and clashes with police forced a delay to the inauguration event. This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan on Sunday said the United States has no plans to close the diplomatic mission in Kabul. This comes as Taliban attacks fuel nationwide security concerns, while U.S.-led foreign troops continue their withdrawal after a presence of nearly 2 decades. The U.S. assurance comes in response to reports that suggest Washington is preparing emergency evacuation plans for the diplomatic staff in Kabul. The embassy wrote on Twitter on Sunday that the diplomatic mission, quote, is open and will remain open. It pledged to maintain a, quote, robust diplomatic presence in the country, as directed by President Joe Biden. The statement said the embassy is aware of security challenges and constantly planning on how to meet them. U.S. officials announced on Friday that all coalition troops have vacated the main Bagram air base and handed control of the base to local forces. Meanwhile, in the past 2 months, as the withdrawal of troops has carried on, the Taliban have gained control of about a quarter of Afghanistan's roughly 419 districts. At least 29 people were killed and 50 injured on Sunday when a Philippine military aircraft carrying troops crashed and burst into flames after missing the runway in the south of the country. Officials said nearly 100 people, most of them recent Army graduates, were on the C-130 Hercules transport plane. It was trying to land on Jolo Island in Sulu Province around midday. Some of the soldiers were seen jumping out of the plane before it hit the ground and exploded into flames. This according to Major General William Gonzalez. He's commander of the Joint Task Force Sulu. It was one of the country's deadliest military aviation accidents. 17 people are still missing and a search is underway. The Vatican says Pope Francis has gone to a Rome hospital for a scheduled surgery for a stenosis. That's a restriction of the large intestine. The brief announcement on Sunday didn't say when the surgery would be performed, but it said there would be an announcement when the surgery is complete. Just a few hours earlier, Pope Francis had cheerfully greeted the public in St. Peter's Square in keeping with the Sunday tradition. And today is the United States Independence Day, celebrated each year on July 4th. It's the anniversary of the signing of the country's Declaration of Independence from Britain. It's usually a day for family and friends to get together for backyard barbecues and perhaps some fireworks thrown by local governments. This year, the 4th of July may be the first time many families and friends see each other in more than a year as the country begins to emerge from restrictions imposed in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. So happy 4th of July. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.